different loves. Love in General. Chapter 4. Our love is our life. Whatever our love is like, that is what our life is like. In fact, that is what our whole self is like. But our primary or controlling love is what makes us the person we are. This love has many subordinate loves that come from it. These loves appear in different ways outwardly, but all of them fit in with the primary love and make one realm with it. The primary love is like their ruler and head. It guides them and uses them as intermediate goals in aiming for and working towards its own goal, which is the primary underlying one. It does this in both direct and indirect ways. Our primary love is whatever we love more than anything else. Whatever we love more than anything else is constantly present in our thinking and our motivation. It is the central nature of our life. Here are a couple of examples. If we love wealth more than anything else, whether it's money or possessions we want, we're always turning over in our minds how we can obtain it for ourselves. We feel very happy when we gain wealth, and very sad when we lose it, because our heart is in it. If we love ourselves more than anything else, we keep ourselves in mind in every little detail. We think about ourselves, talk about ourselves, and do things for our own benefit, because our life is a selfish one. Whatever we love more than anything else, we have as our goal in life. It is what we pay attention to in everything we do. It's present in our motivation like a hidden current in a river, pulling and carrying us along even when we're doing something else. It is what moves us. This primary love is what we look for and see in other people. Depending on what their primary love is, we either use it to influence them or we work together with them. Everything about us comes from the primary tendency of our life. This is what distinguishes us from other people. If we're good, we make our heaven according to it. And if we're bad, we make our hell according to it. It is our basic motivation, our personality, and our character, since it is the reality of our life. It cannot be changed after death because it is our essential self. All our enjoyments, pleasure, and happiness come from our primary love and are in harmony with it. Whatever we love, we think of as enjoyable because that is the way it feels to us. We may say we enjoy something that we believe in but do not love, but it's not the real enjoyment of our life. The enjoyment comes from what we love is what we consider to be good. Whatever we do not enjoy, we think of as bad. There are two loves that everything good and true comes from, as if from their fountainhead. There are also two loves that everything evil and false comes from. The two loves that everything good and true comes from are loving the Lord and loving other people. The two loves that everything evil and false comes from are selfish love and materialistic love. These two pairs of loves are totally opposed to each other. The two loves that everything good and true come from, loving the Lord and loving other people, make heaven in us, so they also prevail in heaven. Since they make heaven in us, they make religion in us too. The two loves that everything evil and false come from, selfish love and materialistic love, make hell in us, so they also prevail in hell. The two loves that everything good and true come from open and develop our inner spiritual self, because that is where they are in us. They are heaven's loves. But when we're controlled by the two loves that everything evil and false come from, these loves close and destroy our inner spiritual self. They make us materialistic and physical-minded in proportion to their control over us.